Those are the sounds of Celebration Friday as the community gathered to kick off restoration work on the Chief Sheikh's tribal house in Wrangell. Master carvers, Tlingit elders, dancers, and members of the community gathered at the historic site to honor the house and the work that's gone into preserving it. Master Carver Steve Brown attended the ceremony and says it's an honor to be back in Wrangell working on the tribal house.
Well, it's really exciting to see, and it's certainly important, I think, to keep this monument, really, this house, in as good a shape as possible.
Brown has been carving for nearly 45 years, and he says it's important to remember the hard work of past carvers when starting a project like this.
We really respect what they did, and we really want this to go forward with the same kind of spirit that they had. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but a lot of hard work.
Along with Brown, Master Carver Wayne Price returned to Wrangell from Haines for the project. That's Price getting the crowd energized for the restoration process. Price worked on the Chief Sheikh's house posts in the 1980s, and he says he's thrilled to be returning after all these years, but says there's a great deal of work ahead.
Going to be a lot of it. There's all the timbers that you see all have to be adzed, and all the adz marks on it, and there's roughly 7,000 square feet of adzing we've got to do, so we're going to be collecting a team of adzers, some couple of locals that we're going to train here at the class, and we're going to teach them how to adz, and we're going to adz all that timber. We'll disassemble the whole clan house, take out all the bad wood, replace it with good wood, and put it back up. So.
Dancers and Tlingit elders followed on stage after the carvers, and Elder Marge Bird gave encouraging words blessing the project, while dancers proceeded with song to honor the occasion. Wrangell Cooperative Association President John Martin says the WCA has been working to get to this point for nearly 7 years, and says he's proud of the progress and commitment of the Native community.
Now that this ceremony has set us off in the right direction, I'm once again amazed at the power behind this whole activity and what it's going to mean to so many people. And it's just exciting because you can feel the energy build. It's good to see the carvers here and all our community members that are involved in this project. It's wonderful.
The Master Carvers and WCA will be holding adzing classes this week at the Carving Shed to train locals and develop apprenticeships for the restoration project. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.